This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Did you see the trophy for the Pop-Tarts Bowl that they unveiled? Because the trophy is a functioning toaster, which I believe makes this Canes bowl game against Iowa State the most consequential game in the history of Miami football. Agree or disagree, John? This is for a functioning toaster.
I'll be honest. I don't know the last time I've used the toaster in my house. We have a really nice one. We got like one of those $400 toasters. It's one of our wedding gifts. I looked at my wife and I go, we could have got like season tickets instead of this toaster, but whatever. She ruled the roost. I do think that the trophy is absolutely phenomenal. And I think more than that, you need to go out with a win to show that your culture matters. Obviously, Cam Ward said he's going to play in the Pop-Tart Bowl. It looks like most players, maybe except Xavier Restrepo, are going to play. We don't want to turn into Florida State and have everybody quit and show that we're a bunch of losers. And it would be nice. You know what? Maybe you take a Pop-Tart down there, Hawk, after Miami wins the bowl game, and you actually just go toast one in the Pop-Tart.
Of course.
Bowl. Like, do they leave
it's
it out there maybe in the dorm?
It's a functioning toaster. Listen, all these trophies. What's the Orange Bowl? It's like a bucket of oranges? No offense to all the Orange Bowl people listen to us, so no offense. Mike Leota or Brady Quinn, anyone who's part of the committee, Gina.
This is all Hawks. This is Hawks. This is Hawks' opinion here, Mike.
This is a functioning toaster. I mean, let's talk about steaks. That's more important than a college football playoff, in my opinion.
It's a beautiful bowl, by the way, with a gorgeous selection of beautiful oranges, Hawk. I mean, don't downplay it. Come on.
But it's a bowl with oranges in it. I mean, anyone can replicate that at their house. How many people can replicate a functioning Pop-Tarts toaster? I don't think anyone.
I can't tell you the last time I've actually, we'll have Pop-Tarts in the house because Kane, that's his breakfast of choice, that or toaster strudel. I can't tell you the last time in a Pop-Tart I actually toasted it. Normally, it's just take it out, throw it in the car, and let's go. Have a Diet Dr. Pepper to go along with it or whatever. Maybe a Mountain Dew when I feel really trashy and I feel like getting my sugar intake up. Do you guys still toast the Pop-Tart? Like, is that a thing?
I've never toasted a Pop-Tart. I don't know if Crowder does. I've always eaten them room temperature. But if I had the trophy that had the complete functionality of a pop-up toaster, I might be persuaded to toast said Pop-Tart.
Oh, I 100% would toast it if I have that.
Yeah, John, you know, I worked out since I was 12 years old. I'm a toaster strudel guy. I work too hard to eat a Pop-Tart.
I do not. So I'll eat a Pop-Tart and I'll wash it down with a toaster strudel.
You know, hey, you know what? One more. I'm glad, John, I'm glad you brought up your son, Kane, and you brought up Cam Ward. If Kane was in the situation Cam Ward is in right now, he's going to be a top three pick in the draft. He's going to the damn Pop-Tart Bowl. Would you advise your son to play
in this
game?
Did you just miss all the stuff I told you about the trophy?
If he was in Cam Ward's position, because I love the team and not quitting and all that. Right. Bro, Cam's about to make a bunch of damn money.
As a dad, Kane would already be preparing for the draft. He'd be working with one of those quarterback gurus, as they like to call them. I would have somebody that's a lot smarter than me getting him ready for everything. I get it. I love the fact that Cam Ward's playing. I'm not going to belittle anything that the young man's doing. But as a dad, I would tell my son, let's get ready to go to the Giants. Let's get ready to go to the Raiders or wherever that may be.